to an open discussion tonight on special purpose vehicles. I think a typo there with the, on the agenda, it's not purchase, it's purpose vehicles. So we make note of that, but let me just kind of clarify what this is, and we'll speak openly. I've asked Sheriff Aker to be here tonight. I've asked our clerk, Colonel Finley, to be here tonight, because we will all be playing a part in this process. When I was in the legislature, there was always this movement from Eastern Kentucky that would push for trying to find these special purpose vehicles to be used in the mountain section of Eastern Kentucky to bring in tourism. Typically, they have all had traditionally been voted down because of concerns from various sources and lobbying groups and so forth, but they've typically been not approved. This past year, Senate Bill 63 passed the General Assembly in pretty convincing fashion, but it did put quite a bit of the burden back on local governments to decide what their place and their role in this would be. Seems like we did this last year, following up on what the legislature did with the cannabis program. So this year, the Senate Bill 63 will be law June 27th into this month. Back in 2016, I was not the judge at that point, but we did have a ordinance that was put in place that allowed for golf carts and ATVs that met certain standards to be used on county roads. And there's some words and verbiage in there that allows it to cross a state road and get or be able for a short period of time to get another county road. That's held true, and I think we have somewhere 600 and something different individuals who come in and buy permits each year. Beginning permit's $25. A anniversary permit would be $15 that you pay to Tree County. It's our local ordinance. Not many communities have that. Excuse me. So, with that said, there's probably a lot of concern initially. I don't think there's a whole lot of Sheriff's Department's here tonight. I guess from time to time there is a situation that pops up with that ordinance, but typically, from what I understand, in the last two or three years, there hasn't been a lot of questions or at least risen to our level about what's going on with that. Enter into Senate Bill 63. Senate Bill 63 is going to allow you through an inspection process that you would have with the sheriff's office, with a registration process you'd have with the clerk's office, to be able to take a special purpose vehicle that we're going to try to describe, Randy, in just a second, and you would be able to have that registered. You would receive a license plate on your vehicle if it met these standards and was past the inspection of the registration process. You then would get a tag, and you'd also get the chance to pay taxes on that vehicle. And then going forward, you would be able to, in counties that do approve an ordinance, you would then be able to ride on state roads that are listed and there's some exclusions to that, roads that are over 55 miles an hour, interstates, and so forth. So, but for the most part, that license would allow you to ride on any state road or county road because you have a licensed vehicle, and you would be able to do that. Varying cost of vehicles, varying cost of taxes, those and so forth. We as a county, and I know you've probably heard in the media the last few days, there's some surrounding counties who have already began the process of having a first reading of an ordinance in place. County Attorney Brayboy, myself, the clerk, and the sheriff have met couple different times talking about question marks we have. Carmen was at a clerk's meeting last week, and we're still trying to work out some of the, all the details. A lot of moving parts here in this issue. But we will be challenged, or we will be asked to potentially put in place an ordinance that would allow anybody, local resident, to go through this process, inspection, registration, and you have a licensed vehicle they could drive in certain locations. Our county ordinance, our local 2016 ordinance would not go away, okay? So if you do not want to go through the process of having this new state version license, and all you want to do is drive around from point A to point B in your neighborhood like you have done the last 9 years, you used to continue to keep coming in and getting your sticker at my office for $15, and nobody says anything about it, okay? The question mark's going to be if we don't do this, okay? Or what counties do and what counties don't, because on June 27th, Carmen, if I'm not mistaken, there may be somebody who shows up at your window and says, here's my inspection, I just left Sheriff Avery's office, and I have a registration for this vehicle that I want you to license for.
Yeah.
And Carmen can, even without an ordinance, she'll be asked to, and she will have the authority to give that individual a license, okay? They can't drive it that day in Tree County because we wouldn't have an ordinance. But they may go to a county who does approve an ordinance right away, trailer it up much like you would a boat. There are some counties that don't have a lake or a river or anything in them, right? But they still offer boat license. You get a license, you take it somewhere else. So that's kind of the rough of it, all right? Now, there has been some discussion also that, and I'm not exactly sure where we are going to fall with this. We've had discussion with Jim McCoy from the Forest Service over at LVL about what is going to happen over there. And at this point in time, we're going to let them, as a USDA, which is in the bill, we feel like they're going to have the authority to act on their own. Now, we're still learning bits and pieces of this. The USDA and the Forest Service may have issue with that. But we're going to try to be as independently as we can right here and work in the area that we know to be our county roads, okay, and state roads. The ordinance that was in 2016 plainly stated that over in Lambsville Lakes, there was not to be any of these golf carts or ATVs on the roads in Lambsville Lakes. And so we're still working through that. I don't think Lambsville Lakes is even going to be close to ready if they decide to do that by June 27th. Not many counties are going to be ready, okay? But they have so many trails and have so many concerns and so many steps they're working through as a federal agency that's kind of where we are with that. So, Randy, what have I missed in this brief description here?
Hard to say.
There's a lot. It could be a lot I missed, yeah.
Yeah. I think the high point of this, what Stan said, was that the county ordinance we have in place, what we may or may not adopt due to Senate Bill 63 are two separate kinds of vehicles. You'll recall when we passed our ordinance in 2016, it was a golf cart ordinance. It was an ATV ordinance. It was for permitting folks in subdivisions to ride those vehicles around in their subdivision. Specifically excluded that they could not operate those vehicles on state highways. They could cross them under certain conditions, but that was it. There were some requirements in the ordinance. They had to have some things in the we have the ordinance here in front of it, all that specified. The ordinance that would enable special purpose vehicles out of Senate Bill 63, much, much more complicated. Golf carts would not even qualify under special purpose vehicle ordinance, nor would ATVs, or at least all ATVs. These things, they have to have roll bars, they have to have blinkers front and back, they have to have a windshield. The exception there being if you wear goggles, they have to be non-low-speed vehicles, which is what golf carts qualify as. Vehicles that are not certified for a top end more than 25 miles an hour wouldn't even qualify as a special purpose vehicle. So things like golf carts, things like your Kawasaki Mules, things like your Polaris Rangers, those things, they're not rated or certified for top speeds above, not all of them anyway, for speeds above 25 miles an hour. So they would not qualify. You know, I've got a Kawasaki Mule that does not have a speedometer on it. And these vehicles, these SPVs, must have a speedometer. And there's a checklist there of about a dozen, 15 different things. So,
in fact, I brought...
Carmen, if you come
that
on
I'd
up,
like to share.
Yeah, come on up and share what you know that you've learned from the clerk's office while we're...
You all can take one and pass it on around.
The types of vehicles, the special purpose vehicle legislation and ordinance that they picture are more of your things like your Polaris razors, higher dollar vehicles. Ones with 3-point safety harnesses in them, that's what I'm trying to say. Really just a different type of vehicle than your utility vehicle. Of course you have to have a certificate of origin to get a title, and you have to have a title to get a registration, and on top of all that, you have to have insurance from your insurance carrier. Now, we did a small amount of research, ask an insurance agent, you know, what are they picturing in terms of insurance qualifications. Right now, most of your golf carts, most of your low-speed ATVs are just merely added to your homeowner's policy. These SPVs, he pictures them going to fully insured, just like automobiles, proof of insurance card, separate policy, just like your vehicles are, your automobile policy and your homeowner's policy, two separate things. So, these vehicles are for operation on county roads, but also state highways. Basically, anywhere you could operate a Jeep, for instance, you could drive one of these. If we adopt it and OBL adopts it, so then you need to be able to ride it. I won't say off-road. That is not permitted. These things are not. These are not on. Strictly speaking, off-road vehicles. These are
street.
These are on-road.
Street legal vehicles.
Street legal vehicles, right. So anywhere you could operate, say, for instance, in LBL, you'd be able to operate these, provided they get to that point. No question about whether they will get to that point. That's the large difference in what these two things are. As Stan said, you know, and I think he and I agree, we're going to keep the county ordinance. There's golf carts and UTVs, you know, are going to stay. It depends on the court's pleasure of whether we go to the purpose vehicle and what that might entail. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Carl, what are some things you learned, picked up on at your clerk's meeting, some things you're hearing in that world?
Just to give you an idea what a special purpose vehicle is, it's an all-terrain vehicle, a utility terrain vehicle, a mini truck, pneumatic tired military vehicle, or full-size special purpose built vehicle, including a vehicle that is self-constructed or built by the original equipment manufacturer. That's what it is. Okay. These vehicles have to meet the requirements that I gave you all. And that was something that was very important to us. These vehicles will be taxed. So when you come to my office and you want to register to be on the state roads, then you've got to show proof that you paid taxes on that vehicle. If you didn't, then we would have to back charge you the taxes back to 5 years. So it's very important to keep that in mind, and you have to find that receipt where you paid the taxes in the past. These vehicles are for state roads. The city of Cadiz has its own ordinance.
That's a good point.
The county has its own ordinance. So the city, you can ride your vehicles in the city if you have the permit. It's a little sticker, I believe. And ours here in the county is a little sticker. Mine is going to be a green license plate, and it'll be the size of a motorcycle plate, just to give you an idea. And they will have to have that on their vehicle if they want to ride it on the road. These vehicles have to meet those requirements. They do not include the low-speed vehicles. Mini trucks, if somebody has already registered a mini truck with us in the past, they have to change. They have to go to the street legal special purpose vehicles. So they'll have the green plate. I think we have one in Tree County. So that person will have to come in and change that. But the state tells us they're going to be ready for this. So I don't believe the sheriff's offices have been trained yet on this, and they'll have to inspect every one of the vehicles to make sure it meets those requirements that I just gave you all.
Okay. Thank you, Carmen. Sheriff Baker, you're here tonight. Would you step up to the podium just a minute, sir, and kind of give us some general thoughts maybe you have or concerns for the court that we may want to contemplate as we move through this process?
Like anything else, we're going to heed to whatever the governing body of the county wishes to do, whatever they implement, whatever you implement. We'll treat it like any other vehicle that is legalized and licensed to be on the road, but we'll still continue to enforce traffic laws, speed, reckless driving, seatbelts, proper gear, whatever is required of it. We hope it doesn't become too much of a nuisance as far as collisions and things like that that are on the road. We're already working enough of those in LBL as it is, and even on private properties outside of LBL. So I can only speak from a public safety standpoint. I can't really give you a direct opinion on the pros and cons as it right now. I'm still networking with other sheriffs, sheriff in Marshall County, sheriff in Christian County, to kind of lean to see what those guys are looking at as far as pros and cons. But as of right now, whatever the court puts in place, we'll continue to make sure we enforce.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
One of the pros is you can actually get trade-in credit. So if you want to upgrade to a better vehicle, you can get trade-in credit if you do register it in our office with the plate.
Question. Does your license plate take place of where they manufacture the bolt holes and the lights?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I'll speak on behalf of a resident of Wisconsin for 9 years. We transitioned. I witnessed the whole transition of this. We had issues to where you had double license plates, no lights to put one or the other. So now you're taking one off. Another thing that our area had issues with was funding signage to know if you're on a proper road.
Yeah.
So they kind of lean towards nonprofits for that.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll be an expense.
Right, thank you. Yeah, I think this is probably a learning curve as to how we move through the process and effectively, logistically license those. But the facts are it's going to be a licensed plate on there somewhere. make this process work. That way.
These are to ride on the street.
Yes.
That's the purpose, so that they can be on the streets. That's the main thing.
Anyway, here we are. We're at the first meeting of June, June 27th. Everyone tells us that you'll be able to go into the clerk's office and get your vehicle licensed. If you so choose. So the process at this point boils down to the fiscal court. We're not having a first reading of an ordinance tonight, okay, potential ordinance. So the soonest we could have a first reading will be at our next meeting, the 16th. But I want to have this open and frank discussion so that when it hits the media and it goes out of here and it's on the radio and in the newspaper, that our constituents can let us know what their thoughts are on this process. And if it's a, you know, kind of...
Have you heard anything from citizens?
I have not. It really, I think with our ordinance in place as we have it today, I think a lot of people seem to be content with the current ordinance. There's going to be a few people, a few maybe too little, too many, but there's going to be some who want this license plate to allow them the ability to be on a state highway. I think that's another level of safety you have to be prepared for if you're out there. But if they meet all those standards, the state law will allow that on counties that have an ordinance in place. I would say Christian counties, I think, had their first reading. Is that right, Ed? And then Todd County is, I think, contemplating a first reading coming up this week, maybe. I know I've spoken with Lyon County, Livingston County, which all have property in Lampreen Lakes. They're contemplating that. I don't know that they have a set date on when that would be potentially done. Marshall County's had a first reading. So it's happening around, and obviously we have a huge draw here at LBL, but decision makers in LBL have not made that decision yet, whether it's going to be open for travel or not, even if the ordinance were to be passed. Randy and I have reviewed it, and I think others that in authority have probably said that USDA, Forest Service, can independently do that as their governing body. Now, some may disagree with that, but we'll be looking through that a little closer as to what that really looks like. But I don't think even if this were to be in place, and we had an ordinance right away, LBL is anywhere near ready to have this put in place on these other roads. So, lots to consider. As you know, ordinances have to have a first reading, they have to advertise, and then come back, and then have the second reading, just like we've done with the budget tonight. So it would take, as if we began that process the next meeting, it would be into the end of July before it would become effective here locally. So answer your question, Cameron. I think you'd want to ask, what are people saying? I think there's some has asked about it in Carmen's office.
They have. We've gotten some inquiries about it. Some people have asked. And we kind of told them, you know, we're waiting for direction. You know, we're thinking, we're telling people maybe wait till July the 1st so that we have everything in place and everybody is in the know as to what's going on. That's all.
Any other questions or concerns?
When you say an ordinance, you mean an ordinance to allow these vehicles on the roads or not to allow them on the roads?
To allow
them on the roads.
Yeah. To be treated like a car or a truck.
The statute is written enabling the county to make the decision. The General Assembly approved the statute, says if individual counties want this, that is, if they want to operate these vehicles in their county, then they must approve an ordinance permitting it. Otherwise, it doesn't exist in that particular county.
So we do have an ordinance here.
No, we have a county ordinance.
That's right, and county just rules. The county ordinance.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about completely different vehicles here. You know, the special purpose vehicles, as you know, our... our golf cart ordinance is not written this type. They are not street legal vehicles. So to have street legal vehicles operating on state and county roads with speed limits of not higher than 55 miles an hour. So we can approve this ordinance, and it still wouldn't be out here on 68 and 80, okay? And it certainly wouldn't be on the interstate. But on 139, 272, 164, these vehicles would be a go. But they have to have this county, this physical court's approval to do that. Otherwise, any county resident that goes in and gets a license, that is a registration from Carmen, he's legal in some other county, but not this one. Okay? And if everything goes the way it looks like it's going, that would be Christian County, Todd County, maybe Marshall County, and whoever else approves it.
They cross the line, and we take them.
It's just odd that they would put a state road decision back on the county when you don't have anything to do with the state roads.
Right.
It's just
they
odd.
They don't want to make that call.
It is what some news media east of here have called an opt-in statute. We have to opt in.
But if we do accept this, or write a statute allowing this, that wouldn't supersede our current statute or ordinance to allow golf carts.
They're two separate ordinances, two separate different types of vehicles.
Gotcha.
You know, the golf carts and some of the UTVs just don't qualify for the new stuff.
And they was come in and get their little sticker on the back of their vehicle, $15, and
they're still riding around.
They ride on the county roads.
Yeah, I know there'd be a lot of people upset if that was.
No, it's plain old state. It's been as long as the plain old state of it. Anybody else have questions or comments? I think this is a good discussion. One, would you all be aware so you can answer questions when you go out and meet your constituents and there's concerns or questions about that? But again, June 27th, it goes live in Carmen's office, and there will be some concern, there will be some questions about that for those who wishing to pick that registration up and license that vehicle. But until the county passes a proposal, and there are a lot of ordinances that are floating around, but there are KECO is providing some of those and some governments on some of that. Until the county approves an ordinance, it would be legal on state highways in Trigg County. Okay?
Maybe somewhere in other counties that are on the fast track, June 27th is the earliest date.
Correct.
And from there, it depends on when the county approves or has the second meeting approved their particular ordinance.
So they have to get their vehicles inspected by the sheriff's department?
Yes, there's an inspection process. The sheriff may create a long, lengthy list, and if you fail that, then you don't get a chance to go down and
get your
provide license. Your inspection certificate to
the
clerk's office.
The list that the sheriff's going to be looking at is right here on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it goes A through
Judge, are these larger vehicles we're talking about, are they currently covered under our smaller one? Can they do that for the county roads right now? Is that how we would do it now?
These ATVs that we're talking about, if they're, our ordinance says if they're, what's the mile per hour on that, Randy?
It's 25, I think.
If they're scheduled to go over those speed limits,
it's designed to operate at a speed of not more than 35 miles an hour. Okay. And these particular vehicles on a special purpose, they have to be at least 25, and of course some of them will do 78 miles an hour.
Really?
So it's moving on.
Anyway.
But they're bound by the same speed limits that other cars
yeah,
are on.
Yeah, correct, sure.
Just because it'll do that fast doesn't
don't
mean it's legal to go there.
Only on highways 55 or less. All right. I don't want to belabor the point, but I wanted to get your questions answered. If we need to do have an answer, we'll move on. So I need your feedback from where we are with plans moving forward, okay?
Gotcha.
All right.